Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Insomnia Project. Sit back, relax, and listen. And really relax and enjoy today's episode. I am back in the studio, so I'm not recording from a shaky mic on the bed like last week. And I have Amanda Barker here with me.
What do you know? Here I am.
Thank you for joining me here in the studio to record this episode.
It's nice and clean. It feels like a fresh start today.
Yeah, I really took charge today, and I mopped the inside of the studio.
Oh, wow.
And I really took care of a lot of the cables and really sort of reroute everything. And I have some shelves that came in that I'm going to put here, including one shelf right here, which will be at arm length so I can put a drink on it.
That's exciting.
It's very exciting.
I didn't know, though, about the shelves.
They just came.
I saw an email that I had ordered some things.
That's right, because I use your account to order things.
And I thought, okay, whatever.
Speaking of which, something I ordered for you has come in.
Oh, a present?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it a present, but something that will hopefully make your life easier.
Oh, what could this be?
Okay, so...
is this a present like my sister's present to my brother?
No, and I think we should stop. We should stop saying things about your sister because she listens to this program.
She does?
I think she does, yeah. Okay. And she's going to start to feel like we're putting the microscope on her, which we're not.
Okay.
And she's a great guest, so I want to have her back on the podcast, and I don't want her not to come on the podcast because you're deciding to do a little squabble with her.
I'm not deciding to do a squabble with her or with anyone.
Okay.
Maybe this is a squabble.
Maybe this is the squabble episode. So, what I got you.
What gift am I getting that I didn't ask for?
So, it is a round circle of metal that will hold your blow dryer under the sink.
Oh, okay.
So, you kind of put it in there like you put the nozzle part of the hair dryer into that hole, and it holds it up.
Is this for the hair dryer for our guests, for the one upstairs?
For the one upstairs, for yours. I'm going to see how it works, and then if you want a second one, I'll get you a second one for the other bathroom.
No, because my hair dryer is not the kind that has a nozzle. That's why I'm asking.
You have a nozzle.
I do have the one. I don't use that one, but that one is upstairs. I mean, I have it if I ever need it in the...
Okay.
This is just going to sound entitled. In the upstairs, in our ensuite.
Yes.
But I don't really... I mean, you haven't seen me use that one probably
What's
ever.
The hair dryer you use then?
I use a big, huge, flat one that's a brush.
Oh, why do you use that one?
That your mother got me because...
Okay.
Because your mother knows hair.
Right.
Because she cut hair for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's flat and it dries my hair really quickly. And really, I don't need a straightener or anything. It dries it really straight, which I don't always like, but it dries it really straight and really flat. And really quickly, like, because it's huge. So it gets a lot of hair in the brush part.
Right.
So it brushes it as it blow dries it.
Okay.
So I don't need a separate brush and blow dryer because that's just too fussy for me.
And that one you have in a little drawer, right? So
yeah.
it doesn't need that.
No, it doesn't need that.
But I was putting away things under the sink that room.
Okay.
And I just saw that it was kind of taking up space and kind of in
that's
the way.
Fair. Okay.
So I was like, if I hang it up under the sink.
That under that sink needs some organization. So I think anything we can do that. I don't use it much, so I kind of have let it go.
No, it's fine. I was organizing it just the other day.
I have a qu- question for you.
Sure.
Since we're talking about home organization, mm-hmm. I didn't know what we were talking about today, but our dear friend Michelle Miracle, who's been a guest on this program.
Not often enough. She's setting up a studio in her home
yes.
in Santa Clarita, California, so we'll mm-hmm. have her on.
So she and I were talking today, and because she has a new home in Santa Clarita, she's been taking great effort to, you know, to paint it, organize it, to get it to where she wants it to be, where they want it to be. And so she's been putting up a lot of framed photos of people. And we used to have a few framed photos of people, but I don't really have any up. And since we got our house painted, which is now 2 years ago, I haven't put anything back up again. I enjoyed the blank walls so much, I just left them.
Well, they do say when you paint the walls, you should let it cure.
Well, I think 2 years, I mean, it was the summer of 2019.
Okay.
So I think we're good.
Okay, so the walls are definitely cured.
But I don't really like putting up paint pictures of people, I realized, for the most part. I will, but I don't, it's not something I kind of strive to do.
Okay.
I find I don't really want pictures of people up. Art, yes. Objects, yes. But not pictures of people that we know.
Is it because you just don't like people's faces?
I think for me, it just, there's a lot of narratives there. And I think I just prefer at this point in my life a blank wall.
But I see.
I don't know what that says about me. What do you prefer?
That's a good question. Well, first, I guess it begs the question, did we make it on Michelle Miracle's wall?
Yeah, we're all over the place.
Oh, are we?
And okay. She's like, you better have pictures up of me. And I'm like, I don't.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't have pictures up of anyone, though. Really?
No, it's true. We do have a picture of us up.
Where?
Near the blue couch.
I mean, no one. That's like a forgotten corner.
Well, it's still a corner.
The blue couch. Okay.
I made a gesture with my head kind of pointing to where the blue couch is.
And I don't know that one went up haphazardly, so.
I still like that photo.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess we could put pictures of people. I think one of the reasons why we don't have pictures of people is that we had a lot of pictures of people
mm-hmm.
on the stairwell
yeah.
going upstairs.
We used to,
and
they were
kind of mismatched, haphazard.
Oh, but that's the look, Marco. Like, you want, like,
I mean,
it was
we
a
had
gallery
your,
wall.
We had your sister's graduation picture up there.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Graduation?
In that plasticky yellow
frame.
That
was never up. We have that, but that was not hanging.
Well, if we're going to hang something, I want to hang your sister's graduation picture.
Can I tell you something
sure.
that my sister owns? I think she still owns it. Speaking of pictures, she had a boyfriend
uh-oh.
Who had a velvet. She had a boyfriend who commissioned a painting for her of her high school graduation cap and gown photo in velvet.
I think that's cool.
It is. It doesn't really look like her. It's weird. I don't know where it is now.
Oh, man. I swear, if your sister's listening, if I could get that, I would put it on the wall with a light. You know how people put light on their art so you can
yeah.
really see it? I would put a
feature
a,
wall.
I would do
of
a black light.
Her cap and gown velvet painting.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. She did not stay with that gentleman suitor.
I think that's a great gift. Where
yeah.
does one even get someone to paint on
well,
blue velvet?
He was stationed in Korea. He was an army guy. He was
okay.
stationed in Korea at the time, so that's where he did it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful.
I also lived in Korea, and I did not commission any velvet paintings while I was there.
Well, you know what I want for my birthday now.
Okay.
We do have some art that we need to get on the wall. I think we
I
start
know.
With art and then we move to pictures of
no,
people.
No, I think we start and end with the art. That's how I'm feeling these days. And honestly, our bedroom, I've said this before in the program, I've just painted everything white and left it at that.
Well, there is photos of you and your sister since we're...
Oh,
we're
yeah.
really dropping your sister when you were kids.
I just turned it into my sister. We should just talk about my sister now.
Well, listen.
What does that mean?
No,
well, listen. She's an accomplished artist. She's a PhD
Oh no,
student.
Don't get me wrong.
No,
I love your sister.
In a good way. I mean, in a deep
Squabbly.
Dive of my. Yeah, there's a picture of us. Yeah.
As kids, brushing your teeth.
Yes.
That we put in our bathroom. So it's a really cute photo of you two.
Taken by our babysitter, who sent me out of the blue 2 years ago. Beautiful black and white photos of myself as a 3 and 4 year old that I had never seen before.
Maybe we frame those and we put those up.
I wouldn't mind having those up just because they're pictures I don't even know. So I'd like to, at the very least, look at them again.
We did have friends who were house sitting for us.
Yeah.
And what they did on that, I don't know if you could call it a gallery wall, but it was our stairwell wall. So as you walked up the stairs.
I mean, there were a lot of pictures and frames. I think it was a gallery wall. I don't know how good the gallery was.
It wasn't
maybe a free gallery.
Okay. Yeah.
Free on Sundays.
They took a photo of them on Santa's lap and put it in a frame and hung it on our gallery wall for us to discover.
Well,
when
they
we
did
came
another
home.
Photo of them that was like them by the Christmas tree with like funny hats on and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they put that on the wall.
They made a lot of little surprises for us when we came home. Do you remember?
I had Holly Berry. They were house sitting over Christmas or checking in on our house, I should say, over Christmas. And I had Holly Berry hand soap, like a Christmas-themed hand soap.
Yes.
And they changed it very, very delicately to Halle Berry hand soap.
That's great. Do you remember, so our friend Dale, who's been on the podcast, her parents live in a little town called Schaumburg.
Mm-hmm.
And we went over their house for some festivity that I don't remember, and I'm sure you'll recall it. And we had this little porcelain figure, like
yeah.
the size of your thumb, of...
What was it of?
It was...
I don't remember what it was of.
It was a little man, I think, fishing, a little man sitting.
Okay. Did we get it?
I don't know. It was one of these things we acquired that we had that was always kind of bouncing around, and we didn't want to get rid of it because it was porcelain, but we didn't like it either. So I brought it to their parents' house, and I sneakily hung it in their laundry room on the top shelf the cupboard
yeah.
that you have in a laundry room, but like on top of it. So it was really hard, but he was kind of peeking over. And it took them like 2 weeks, but they found it.
They found it.
And they called their daughter and said, Dale, do you know anything about this little porcelain thing? And of course, she ratted us out. And it
tchotchka.
Was.
And it do you was, say tchotchka or tchotchke?
I don't say either.
Oh, okay.
I don't really say that. I just say little knickknacks is what I say.
Okay.
Do you like knickknacks?
No, I really don't. You know I don't.
And yet
I have a lot of them.
You have
maybe
a lot.
That's why I don't love them. But when was the last time I bought a knickknack ever? I don't buy them, but seem to acquire them all the same.
You bought a lot of macrame things to hang on walls. I consider those knickknacks.
I bought two because that's a design choice because
okay.
macrame on walls. I was doing a boho shabby chic thing for our office.
And if you're curious about that, we have an episode where we discuss the boho shabby chic, so you can listen to that. It feels like we're squabbling, and we really aren't.
You love that word, squabbling.
It's a great word.
I wonder if squab is the root of squabbling, like two pigeons kind of cackling at each other.
Two tasty pigeons.
Oh, gross.
Well, because a squab is what you call a pigeon when it's
cooked.
Prepared for
yeah.
food. Yeah.
Do you like pigeon?
It's not my favorite fowl. If I was to rank my favorite fowls, it would be low on the list, I think.
Well, that's an episode. Marco's favorite fowls.
You know what? I'll have that for the patrons, so that'll
Marco's
be an episode.
Favorite.
I'll have to research that. We'll do a Marco's favorite fowl episode.
You like pheasant.
Pheasant is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But that we'll save that for Marco's favorite.
I think we just did it.
No. There's a whole list of fowl that I do appreciate.
We can do Marco's favorite fowls and then the companion episode, Marco's favorite murders most fowl.
Sure. I wanted to
quoting
also,
Shakespeare.
Yes,
obviously.
I got it. Yeah. I wanted to also tell you that I got you a special keychain.
What? Why are you buying a tchotchke?
A tchotchke keychain, a little knick-knack keychain.
I don't need a keychain or a tchotchke, and I certainly don't need them together as one tchotchke keychain. Why did you get me a keychain?
You'll see when I present it to you, you'll be very happy.
Present?
When I give it to you.
What? Do you have it?
It's upstairs. It came with everything else. And I bought some T-pins.
What's a T-pin?
A T-pin is a pin that looks like the letter T.
Oh, and I have
an example of one right here.
Yeah.
That's a T-pin. I didn't know what one was until I realized I needed it.
Yeah.
And so T-pins are what I use here in our studio to hold the acoustic foam to the wall.
What are they actually for? Like, what are you...
I think they're used a lot in sewing and fabric.
When you put the foam up, are there a bunch of holes in the wall?
All right. So let me explain my journey of the foam to our listeners. So I have these half-inch acoustic foam tiles. They're about 12 by 12, and they've got ridges that go in one direction. And so the ridges that go horizontally would be one tile, and then beneath it, I would put them vertically. So it would be horizontal ridges, vertical ridges, as I tile the studio, which would mean the walls.
Mm-hmm.
I had originally bought command strips, I think they're called. It's kind of like a double adhesive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had put them on the wall, and I had stuck the adhesive, or I had stuck the acoustic foam tiles onto that because I didn't want to use a staple or a nail to put it into the wall. Unfortunately, as strong as I thought that adhesive tape was, the tiles started to peel and fall. Not all of them, but some of them were falling. So I was constantly just putting them on the wall and pressing them to the wall. And I thought, that's not a solution. And then I thought I would get spray adhesive and spray the back of the foam and then adhere it to the wall.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought if I ever had to remove it, what would happen is little pieces of foam would stick to the wall. And I said, that's not a solution. So I sort of went on to different Facebook groups and groups that deal with acoustic rooms and studios. And I asked, well, what is the best way to deal with acoustic foam tiles? And they said T-pins. And I think I even asked, I was taking a class at the community college and I was asking the instructor,
mm-hmm.
and he had suggested T-pins. So I went to, do you remember there was a fabric store called Fabricland not far from our house?
Yeah.
Fabricland was going out of business because now that whole mall is being turned into condos.
Right.
So I had gone in there, and wouldn't you know it, the T-pins were on sale.
Oh.
So I bought two sizes of T-pins. I believe one was a 1-inch and a 1.5-inch T-pin. I wish I had bought more because they were super on sale and I didn't realize. Not that T-pins are expensive, but they were super on sale, and you need... When you have acoustic foam tiles, you will always need more T-pins than you think.
Wait, where was this Fabricland?
It was at the Galleria Mall.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right at the end.
Right.
Near the fitness place.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So what you do is you take your foam tile and then you take a T-pin and picture it as a letter T so that the bottom of the T is where the pin goes, tapers to a sharp edge, and you push it into the foam so it adheres to the wall. Now, you would need drywall in order to do that. You can't necessarily do that into concrete. It'll just bend the nail, right? But I realized that if I was to use T-pins on these acoustic foam tiles, they're easy to remove.
Mm-hmm.
Should I have to do work on the wall, and like I'm going to be hanging a shelf here, so I'll need to remove a mm-hmm. tile or two. But it only leaves a little pin hole into the wall.
Right.
And that's easy to repair with a little bit of that putty. So that was my solution to hanging acoustic foam tiles in our studio.
Great.
Yeah.
So to answer my question, yes, there's a bunch of little holes in the wall.
There's definitely a bunch of little holes. But I can easily repair that. What you're not going to love is...
Oh, no.
I had to paint in between some of the acoustic tiles.
Well, listen, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is our studio. We built it as such. We built it with a purpose. We didn't build it to also be our cold storage one day.
Sure.
It was originally going to be a bathroom. Then we realized that we could not do that, so that's why we got a studio. So it's fine.
Now, I will explain why I painted between certain tiles for our listeners.
Okay.
So I was going to be on a news program. This is from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, here.
A
morning program, because they were going to interview me about this podcast, The Insomnia Project. And so I set up the studio so that I could do this live interview for this morning show, Good Morning Saskatoon. And I love our listeners in Saskatchewan and in Saskatoon in particular. We have some amazing listeners.
We're dying
there.
To go to Saskatoon.
I've never been.
No, me neither.
To that province, and I want to go.
We were gonna
so
go.
Badly.
Well, maybe we go in the fall.
Oh, I would love to go in the fall. If you're a listener from Saskatchewan, tell us what are some great things to do in the fall, because maybe we'll come out, maybe we'll do some episodes out there. But back to my story. So I'm doing Good Morning Saskatoon, and I have a ring light, which is the light that's in the shape of a circle that diffuses the light onto a person in such a manner that it illuminates you proper, so that when I was doing this Zoom interview, I would be lit well in a very dark studio.
I like they said illuminates you proper. It's very British. Not properly, but proper.
That's the way we say it.
I love it.
My dear listeners in the UK will approve, shall we say.
Yeah.
But what I noticed was when I did the test the night before to see how it would look, in between all the acoustic foam, because I had adhered it to a white wall,
mm-hmm.
you could see white all around these foam tiles. And mm-hmm. it looked, let's say, strange. It didn't
Not proper.
It just certainly didn't look proper. So my only solution was to get a paintbrush and paint black in between each acoustic foam tile, sound-absorbing foam mm-hmm. tile, in order for it all to seem like one. And sure as me sitting in front of you, Amanda, the studio looked great. You couldn't see any of that white space. And the interview went off very well. I did have some bug eyes during the interview. I tend to, when I get excited, I really open my eyes, right, Amanda?
Yeah, you do. You do. It just occurred to me that Brits usually say proper as an adjective. That's a proper wall. Those are proper tiles. You have proper bug eyes. That kind of thing.
Sure.
Sorry, I'm hung up on grammar.
That's fine. What's your favorite grammatical rule?
Well, when I think about it late at night, about what grammar, I will say it's more of a peeve. Am I allowed to say that? Things that people do?
Sure.
There is a trend, and I blame our phones, of people using an apostrophe to pluralize.
I see.
And it drives me crazy.
Give us an example.
My least favorite is when somebody talks about their home, like on a Christmas card, and it'll say, Merry Christmas from the Joneses, or from the Smiths, or from the Timpanos. And then they put an apostrophe S. Well, it would make sense if it was from the Timpanos' house.
Sure.
But really, then it would be an S with an apostrophe on the outside of it, not on the inside of it, the way it tends to be used. So that drives me batty.
Like, yeah, but what if it's just a festive apostrophe? And so it doesn't indicate.
I don't believe in a festive. There's no such thing as a festive apostrophe.
Sure,
if you're
there
using
is.
You should never use an apostrophe to pluralize a thing. It drives me crazy.
But what if you want?
We have a dear friend who does it all the time, and I work with somebody who does it all the time, and it drives me crazy. And now our phones are doing it for us.
I'll tell you who doesn't do it all the time. Your sister.
My sister.
Yeah.
She is the real queen with grammar. I am definitely not.
You're great with grammar.
She's like great with grammar. I mean, she teaches.
She's a professor, so
yeah.
I'm not surprised. But I want to also say something about,
sure.
It's not quite grammar, but I discovered you know me, I love idioms and expressions.
And you and I are different that way, in that you believe in the fluidity of language. It doesn't bother you if you have a spelling error or something like that. That those things don't bother you the way they bother me.
And no, not at all.
I'm sure that's my nitpicky training, you know.
For me, a festive apostrophe is always appropriate. So if you want to apostrophize.
No, don't do it.
You want to put little.
Don't say dots. With love from the Barkers and use an apostrophe. Unless it's from the Barker's house, then you can do it. Or from the Barker's home. But from the Barkers, no.
But what if the Barker's apostrophe is like.
A Holly Berry?
A Holly Berry.
A Halle Berry?
Yeah, a Halle Berry. All right, before we get to the end of our episode, do you want to hear the proverb that I discovered this week driving in the car with you by total accident?
And then we'll try to say mine, which I can never say
okay.
in Italian.
We've said it on the show before. But so we're in the car driving, and Amanda's like, you remember that person that I used to work with who rode a bike that you would talk to? Her name starts with C. And I was like, no, I used to talk to a woman who rode a bike to work. She's like, yes, she's blonde. And she rode a bike.
Cassidy.
You're like, it's a C word.
Casey.
And I was like, Charmaine, Charlene.
No,
and you're
I was like it's, no, no.
It's, you're like, it's a common C word.
It's a cuter name.
So I was like.
Than Charmaine.
I was saying like Chilta. I was saying all these outrageous names. And at a certain point, I said Kukutsa. And you're like. What name is Kukutsa is a woman's name? And it's not, but I just thought it was funny, and I thought it would make you laugh. Of course, you didn't laugh.
The name was Caitlin, by the way.
Okay.
But it took me an hour to remember that name.
When I see Caitlin, I'm going to call her Kukutsa. And for those of you who are like, what is Kukutsa? It's an Italian word for squash. And because zucchinis are in the squash family, sometimes it'll be in reference to zucchini. Even though zucchini is an Italian word for that particular type of squash.
Because people say courgette, right?
Well, the French say courgette.
And I think Brits say courgette, too.
They do,
I don't think they say zucchini. Yeah.
Well, we say zucchini, both in Italian and here in Canada.
No, I know. I
right?
remember when I was in France, and we were trying to figure out how to say it. They were trying to tell me what courgette was. And finally, I went, oh, zucchini? And they all laughed because I knew the Italian word for it.
My goodness. I have a great French story, but we won't have time for it on today's episode. But we'll bring I'll tell you the proverb because I thought it was really funny. So I looked up Kukutsa to see not if it was a woman's name, just to confirm what Kukutsa meant. Mm-hmm. And I found this proverb, which is a Sicilian proverb, and I'll say it in the in the language as best I can because I don't speak Sicilian, but it's close enough to Italian. This proverb, which is Falla come vuoi, sempre cucuzza è, which roughly translates to prepare it how you want. A squash is what it is. In other words, you can dress up a squash or you can season a squash however you want, but ultimately you're going to be eating squash, which I thought was such a fun expression.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's one of my favorite. That and, of course, not my circus, not my monkeys,
right.
Which is a Polish proverb, also one of my favorites.
They say it's a Polish proverb. I don't know any Polish people who know it, but...
Have you taken a poll of Polish people who say that proverb?
Poll of polls? No, I haven't.
Well...
My favorite, I think we did say last time, was chi cammina con I zoppi.
Yes. Impara
zoppicare.
Zoppicare.
He who walks...
Or they.
They who hang out with the limpers
develop
a limp.
They who walk with limpers learn to limp.
Isn't limper a type of like barnacle?
Not that I... Oh, limpette is...
A limpette.
Yeah, is
what if you walk... What if you hang out with limpettes?
You become
a barnacle.
You become a barnacle. Well... That's all the time we have for today's episode, Amanda. Thank you. That went really quick for me. It started off with a squall and ended with a proverb, the way I like to start and end all our episodes. Thank you very much for listening. If you haven't already, give us a 5-star review on whatever app you listen with.
Hopefully you're asleep right now.
Hopefully you're asleep. But if you should happen to listen to this to the end, I should really say it at the top of the show.
Yeah.
You're right. I'll do that. But if you are and you enjoy this program, please give us a 5-star review. It really helps us, and we are working towards making our show as perfect as possible, and your 5-star reviews go a long way for us. Thank you if you've given us one, and hopefully you enjoy our show enough to give us one. And until next time, on behalf of me and Amanda, I hope you were able to listen and sleep.